Hello, Ilya. Nice to see you here with us. Thanks for coming. Our today's conversation will be all about hardware engineering and especially in appliance to nearshoring outsourcing models. So I would like to start with your introduction over what you do, who you are, so we can go next.
Okay. I'm a hardware engineer with 7 years of industry experience, three of which is a CTO position in a startup I co-founded, and now I do hardware for a Swiss IoT startup.
Okay, perfect. A first question right away, how you ended up in this profession?
It's hard to explain. It started when I was really young, as a kid, when I was 13, I asked my parents to join the electronics club. Even then, I knew I like it. My first book I bought for my pocket money was about electronics. I still have it, with very nice pictures, and it never stopped since then. University, and I started working early, then startup.
The degree you had received in Ukrainian university, was it enough to possess enough skill to actually then become a hardware engineer, a commercial hardware engineer that like basically gets paid for this job? Or maybe if you can compare your university degree in Ukraine with your mates from else countries degree.
Yeah, so definitely it was not enough. I would say that Ukrainian universities, in terms of hardware, are separated from the industry. So now we have the situation gets better. We have a lot of integrations between companies and universities. For example, my first company was Melexis, and they built a lab in my university, in Kyiv Polytechnical Institute. And it's after hours. The specialists, the best guys from industry, come and educate students. And I haven't participated in this program. I made a practice in Melexis, but without this, without taking part in real project, pure education is not enough, especially Ukrainian one.
So people who are on their senior years of university, they are given an ability to kind of practice their skill with well, good mentors from the industry. And at the same time, are they like, maybe make some commercial work, or it's purely for education?
Later it's commercial work, but first 2 years, especially in this Melexis program, are pure education. For example, I know other program from GlobalLogic. They build their own hardware kit, which I think they presented to students for free, and then they teach them to work on this thing and even do some small pieces of commercial products, but I'm not sure.
Okay, do you think this is a good hiring technique for GlobalLogic?
Perfect one.
Okay.
And for Melexis, it's also a headhunting technique where you raise your future employees.
Why people who graduate from these courses, why would they choose the company who was actually organizing these courses? Maybe they get a skill and then like go for else company to work.
Yeah, but if you won't perform these courses, you won't get anyone. If you do, you will at least get some percent. Maybe it's 10%, maybe you headhunt the best one, but it gives a result because it lasts.
Okay, I agree. Interesting. Good. Let's speak a little bit about Ukrainian hardware engineering market. I mean, like, not speaking of talents, but do you know some products that our listeners who are primarily from Western Europe, North America, that might have heard about, and any hardware product that you could be proud of with origins from Ukraine?
Yeah, we have famous startups from Ukraine. We have iBlazer, the flashlight for the iPhone. We have PetCube, which is a brilliant business example. not only hardware. We have Ajax and Ring. Ring, I know, I think in US people should know it. It's a doorbell with camera and...
Yeah, cool, impressive. Did you try these products yourself, or you just know the like know famous stories about these startups and like know the business model, the hardware itself? Or maybe you had device in your head to understand how cool it is?
Honestly, I didn't, but they're famous. I know they're famous.
Perfect.
Because when we were in US, we mentioned we are from Ukraine, people knew.
Okay, so kind of a little bit of country branding as well with these good products.
Very good.
You obviously you are connected with not hardware engineering, but like at your work, at your projects, you also collaborate much with the software engineering. So my question would be like, let's try to compare nearshore software engineering versus nearshore hardware engineering. From the eyes of a potential client or business who is in need for these things, sitting somewhere in Switzerland, Germany, France, wherever, is it a big difference whether the engineers 3 hours away from headquarters would be making hardware or software? And if there is a difference, can you enlighten a little bit what can it be?
Yes, so nearshoring implies different country, right? So you have a border between you and engineers. And hardware engineering is about hardware things. And very often to develop something, you have to relocate physical things from one country to another, back and forth. And it brings difference. So in software, you can just git push, that's it. Instantly. In hardware, it's you package something in a box and 1 or 2 days for shipping. I would say it is the main difference.
How frequent may these exchanges be between headquarters and, let's say, a nearshore destinations like Kyiv? Is it putting a big difference, let's say, to business, or like, you know, because I'm trying to see it from a perspective of potential client who might be thinking like, no, is Ukraine good for that, or like, you know, any place out of European Union, how good is that for these kinds of outsourcing, so to say?
In my case, in our company, it happens a lot. Sometimes even twice a week, depends on products and depends on workload, but it was never a problem. In our case, we just arranged a special agreement with DHL and we use it a lot. We have it fixed. It's just something you should keep in mind, but not a showstopper, definitely.
Seeing the potential job offer or like, you know, opportunity, career opportunity in hardware engineering, what a project should have to attract the best Ukrainian talent in hardware engineering? What kind of sexiness must be within a project so people would want to work for that?
I would say it must be something opposite to routine, something sparking, innovative, high-flying. And also I would say that in addition to normal requirements, like nice office in a nice place, it would be a good set of equipment because making things is fun only when you have right tools. Then it's easy, then it's fast, and it doesn't consume a lot of energy. So I would say nice lab and innovative project.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about overall hardware design nowadays, because I'm a little bit far from it. So you are inside of the hardware engineering. How hot is this industry overall? How often new things pop up? So like, you know, you got to always learn new things and like you are always on the edge of something new, or everything was invented, like, let's say 20 years ago. So like you just need to know the job to do and like, you know, kind of creating these devices using more and more modern parts, so to say.
It depends on the industry. So if you are in automotive, it's pretty strict and it's always on a safe side. So you won't get a lot of cutting edge technology there. But no offense, car guys. Oh, they'll hate me. Yeah, but on the other hand, you have consumer electronics. You have different aerospace stuff. Imagine we do aerospace stuff in Ukraine, and it's cool. We even build rockets in Dnieper. So if you want, you can find something for yourself. It just depends on your considerations. I would say you should keep your knowledge updated, of course. No one wants to get outdated, but people with, I mean, who got education 20 years ago, there is still, nothing has changed in basic physics, in math. You can use this knowledge.
I see. So the basics are there, but, well, little things that matter are still need to be picked up during your career. Perfect. I assume there may be some young people who are thinking about the career in hardware engineering. Maybe they are choosing between of like different engineering subsections, so to say. What advice would you give them after your years in the industry, after your years of engineering itself, the CTO role that you were handling? What should they know and what should they do to become that cool?
Thank you. Okay, so if electronics is a hobby for you, then your job experience would be totally different. If you had experience in a small company, a big company would be different to a small company. So you just have to try once. It's hard to explain, hard to express in words. But I would advise not to be afraid. And if you start, just keep asking questions. Don't hesitate. And people around will help you to get in, to get on board. Never be afraid to try.
good. I'm hoping people will not. And one more question, probably one of the last ones. There might be businesses or businessmen now watching us and kind of hesitating whether or not moving this function of hardware engineering to nearshore destination or offshore destination, doesn't matter much. So taking it out of their own country. What advice would you give them to go or not to go and why?
Okay. I would say you should visit the site yourself and see. Just talk to people. Come here, see your future employees, and keep in mind that you will have to come here every time you hire a new person. It's all right. And the other thing to keep in mind is at some moment you will have to invest in the site. Buy equipment, buy disposables, it's inevitable. If those two things does not scare you, then, again, we have great minds, we have great talents. So, don't be afraid.
Sounds awesome. So, Ilya was telling us a little bit of insight over how things are working with hardware engineering in Ukraine particularly. He was sharing his experience and his take is, well, it's not, well, it is a rocket science, but it's not as complex as rocket science may be, as long as it is your hobby. There are lots of talent here, obviously in else countries. So to consider putting this function for nearshoring, you got to be ready for two major things. Be spending time with your team, like by visiting them and things like that. And secondly, be ready to invest into supplying the team with the proper tools and materials. And as Ilya said, without the right tools, there will be no right delivery. Given that, I'm hoping this was insightful for you and talk to you next time. Bye.